بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، respected elders and dear brothers, we have been discussing the attributes and characteristics of the munafiqeen, the hypocrites. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala outlines the salient features, those things which the hypocrites were known for. And these attributes, these qualities are in stark contrast to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from a person, to what Allah has asked the believers to do. These hypocrites now go completely opposite to this, completely contrary to this, and they have developed or they have inculcated within themselves those attributes that cause Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's anger, makes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala become displeased. So Allah mentions, الْمُنَافِقُونَ وَالْمُنَافِقَاتِ بَعْضُهُمْ مِنْ بَعْضٍ. The hypocrites, male and female, they are part of one another. In other words, they are, as we would say, birds of a feather. يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمُنْكَرِ وَيَنْهُونَ عَنِ الْمَعْرُوفِ. They enjoin evil and they prohibit goodness. This is in stark contrast to what the believer is supposed to do. He is supposed to make amar bil ma'roof. He is supposed to enjoin goodness and prohibit evil. But they enjoin evil. They encourage others to engage in evil acts. وَيَنْهُونَ عَنِ الْمَعْرُوفِ. And they prohibit good deeds. When they see a person trying to do something that will earn Allah's pleasure, a person wants to give some charity, or he wants to do some good action, then they try and hinder this person. وَيَقْبِضُونَ أَيْدِيَهُمْ. And they have held back their hands. What is meant by this, Mufassirin say, either it refers to that they have held their hands back from spending in the path of Allah, or Alama Qurtubi rahimahullah mentions that what is meant here, يَقْبِدُونَ أَيْدِيَهُمْ, they have held back their hands from engaging in jihad. In other words, they have abandoned the institute of jihad. نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَنَسِيَهُمْ. They have in essence forgot Allah, so Allah will forget them. What is meant by this is Allah will not bother to show mercy to them. Allah will no longer shower His bounties upon them. إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. Indeed, the hypocrites are the greatest transgressors. And now what awaits these people? وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْمُنَافِقِينَ وَالْمُنَافِقَاتِ وَالْكُفَّارَ نَارَ جَهَنَّمَ. Allah has promised the male and female hypocrites, as well as those who are clearly disbelievers, Allah has promised them the fire of Jahannam, خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا, in which they will live forever. هِيَ حَسْبُهُمْ. And now Allah says to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that this punishment of Jahannam is enough for them. In other words, I do not need to even punish them in this world in order for them to be recompensed for their evil actions. Just this one punishment, the fire of Jahannam, that will be sufficient as a recompense, as a punishment for them. وَلَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ. And Allah has cursed them. What is meant by this, Mufassirin mention, in, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about la'ana, His curse, it means He has deprived them of His rahmat, of His mercy. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مُقِيمٌ. And their punishment will be an everlasting one. It will be an eternal punishment. There will be no escaping from this fire of Jahannam when they are placed into it. So this is what awaits the hypocrites in the year after. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the Muslims, and warns them that if you do not appreciate the bounties Allah has given to you, and if you also will follow in the footsteps of the people of the book who distorted the deen of Allah, who watered down the deen of Allah, then it is nothing for Allah to punish you as well. So Allah says, كَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ, that you should not behave like those before you. كَانُوا أَشَدَّ مِنْكُمْ قُوَّةً وَأَكْثَرَ أَمْوَالًا وَأَوْلَادًا. Allah says, they were stronger than you physically. They were blessed with more wealth, more children. In other words, they enjoyed many blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَاسْتَمْتَعُوا بِخَلَاقِهِمْ. But they became deluded and they enjoyed this. فَاسْتَمْتَعُوا does not mean to enjoy something in a permissible way, but rather for a person to revel, to enjoy the bounties Allah has given him while forgetting Allah. So they enjoyed their share that was given to them. فَاسْتَمْتَعْتُمْ بِخَلَاقِكُمْ. Allah now tells the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, or the believers, that you also have enjoyed what Allah has given you. كَمَا اسْتَمْتَعَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ بِخَلَاقِهِمْ. Just like those before you enjoyed what was given to them. وَخُذْتُمْ كَالَّذِي خَاضُوا. And you also indulged and immersed yourself in these bounties as they did. What is meant, or who is being addressed here particularly? Those of weak iman, and perhaps even the hypocrites are being addressed, that Allah blessed you with so many bounties, and you immersed yourself in this, you became engrossed in it, just like the people of the past. So the warning is, أُولَٰئِكَ حَبِطَتْ أَعْمَالُهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Those people of the past, their actions have gone to waste in this world. They did not get anything, or they did not see anything, or have anything to show for their actions in this world. وَالْآخِرَةِ. And in the hereafter, they will have nothing to show for it. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. And they are the greatest losers. So after mentioning the characteristics and attributes of the hypocrites, Allah now turns the attention to the believers and warns them that if you will also immerse yourself in your worldly bounties and you will forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is what is meant, such enjoyment that causes you to forget Allah, then just like the nations of the past who enjoyed more than you and who forgot Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your actions also will go to waste and you also will be regarded as someone who has lost everything. And then Allah reminds us of the nations of the past that were punished. أَلَمْ يَأْتِهِمْ نَبَأُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. Allah says, has the news of those before them not come to them? And then Allah enumerates a few of these nations. قَوْمِ نُوحٍ, the people of Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam. وَعَاد, the people of Aad. وَثَمُود, the people of Thamud. وَقَوْمِ إِبْرَاهِيمِ, the people of Ibrahim alayhi salam. وَأَصْحَابِ مَدْيَن, the people of Madian. These were the, this was the nation of Shu'ib alayhi salatu wassalam. وَالْمُؤْتَفِكَات, and the people of the overturned cities, referring to the city of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam. They were punished by their city being overturned. So did these incidents not come to them? Atathum rusuluhum bil bayyinat. All of these nations, their messengers brought clear signs to them. Fama kana Allahu liyadhlimahum. Of course, these people rejected, so Allah did not oppress them. Walakin kanu anfusahum yadhlimun. But they oppressed themselves. In other words, they were totally deserving of the punishment that came to them and befell them. Why is this mentioned? To remind the people of Makkah, the Quraysh, and especially the hypocrites, that do not become deceived and deluded by your worldly bounties, what Allah has blessed you with. If you will also enjoy these bounties in the incorrect way, use it in the incorrect avenues, and you will forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will not realize where these bounties have come from, and in this way you will now start to stray from the straight path, then just as Allah destroyed all of these nations, it is very easy for Allah to also destroy you. Therefore, you should come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, appreciate these bounties. And Mufassirin mention a very important point, we'll terminate on this, is that enjoying the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is totally permissible. In fact, Allah liked the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ أَن يُرَى أَثَرُ نِعْمَتِهِ عَلَى عَبْدِهِ. Allah loves to see the effects of his bounties on his slaves. Allah loves to see a person enjoying the bounties he has blessed him with, as long as he attributes this to Allah, he understands where it has come from, and he does not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah will protect him, Allah will increase in these bounties. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.